October 3rd, 2015 is the Watt from Pedro Show. Pedro Show, ain't in Pedro though. I'm in Austin, Texas. I guess this is called the Southeast part.
Southeast.
Right. And yeah, my guess. Many birthdays. Oh, I should say we started off with Giant Steps, but John Coltrane. This is where somebody in the band clammed, so they stopped. Alternate version, take three. It's incomplete because of that. Just to show you, even John Coltrane and his band blew clams. And then we had a Zuo's theme, Minnie's birthdays, from my guests here. And I'm in the, actually the pad and half of the band. Welcome aboard, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
Because we got the whole band now.
So
the
happy
four,
to
the
be here.
Four-piece band.
Yes, sir.
If you've been listening to my show, people last, what was it, 7, 8, 10 years?
Something like that.
27 times I've played Many Birthdays. I love this band. And it's got a new incarnation. So we're going to talk about that. And also, it's Inception. So, JD, what's your first musical memory?
First musical memory, I guess my father playing country and western records around the house, and probably in church, going to church.
Yeah.
My folks took us to a little, I think it was a little non-denominational church where they had like a full band kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, drums and bass right there.
Yeah.
And then my older sister was, I mean, she played records, had the 45s.
Yeah.
But it was mostly pop music of that time. This is the early 70s.
Early 70s.
Yeah. But I would say my father and blues and country music, he had a lot of records, played them around the house. That's my first memory.
Music. Well,
Hank Williams, stuff like that.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Sarah?
My first musical memory. I remember listening to, this is going to be cheesy, but Casey Kasem's, like, Top 100.
Yeah.
And just being in my room, and I, you know, I'm, like, 9 years old. I'm in love with Madonna.
Yeah.
I'm wearing clothes that would probably imitate her, which I probably shouldn't have been wearing. But, yeah, I could listen all day long. It was, like, Saturday or Sunday, just listening to all the tunes.
Radio, Casey Kasem.
Yeah, radio.
Casey Kasem, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, there was a... He recently passed away. This fight over his body or something.
Oh, no.
With his kids and some form of wife. So sad. Can you believe that? They can't even put him in the ground. They're still
incredible.
Fighting. Now, your two new bandmates.
Well, you know, it's Many Birthdays started out as just a recording project. Me and Sarah, we went to Japan and came back. And then we started making it into a live band. And that's when we hooked up with Henna and Rachel. Henna and I played in a band called AM Syndicate for a little while, and that's where we met.
Here in Austin.
Right here in Austin. And did a little bit of touring, a little bit of...
Do you remember your first music?
Oh, yeah.
Memory?
Well, my mom was still in school at the University of Arizona in Tucson.
Yeah.
So Jackson. She would take us with her sometimes, and we would watch, like, student concerts of... any instruments or opera, and she also played classical guitar at home, and we listened to this Greek folk singer a lot, Nana Mouskouri.
Records?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then some other random records she had.
What was your mom studying there?
Drama and criticism.
Oh, really? Red.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of surprised that she could finish, because I just felt like her English was really bad, so I'd...
How did you even communicate with anybody? But she had very nice handwriting.
She probably tried hard.
Yeah.
Rachel, can you recall your first memory?
Yeah, my dad's a musician, and so early on, like, my dad was really playing a lot of classic rock albums around the house, but, like, you know, Neil Young and the Beatles and... you know, all sorts of cool stuff. My mom was more into, like, they were hippies, so she would play records like Ian and Sylvia and Gordon Lightfoot and Dan Fogelberg and John Denver, and then, you know, Dad Houston was busting out, like, Buffalo Springfield.
And you ended up on the drums.
Yeah.
How'd you get on the drums?
Well, my dad's a bass player, and...
all right.
And he went to, he used to bring us to a Christmas party every year at the studio that he used to record at.
Yeah.
And the guy that owned the studio, his nephew would come every year too, so I would play with him. But this one year he was late, and I was bored, so the guy was like, well, why don't you go play around in the drum room?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sweet. So I jumped on the drums and goofed around.
How old?
Nine. Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Sarah, how'd you get on the... keys.
I played drums when I was in high school, but I played very terribly.
So like school band?
No, with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Just he and I. He was on guitar and I was playing
drums.
Do
we need a drummer? Get on the drums?
Huh? What was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I ended up, you know, drifting away from that. It really wasn't, it didn't fit. And then when I met John, he taught me just chords and what to play and how, what sounds good together, how things work together. But prior to that, I really didn't know.
So you didn't until after high school?
No, yeah.
And then guitar?
Hannah, yeah.
I started playing when I was little. So I took piano lessons and cello lessons from when I was really young.
Like your mom decided.
Yeah, and then the guitar, actually, she didn't want me to play it. She would always take
it
away.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Yeah.
And in fact, people get really turned off because of these young experiences being forced. You didn't have the teacher hit you with the...
Right.
No, I know people just totally got anti-music because of these early experiences of being forced.
Yeah, and so it's funny because she played it, so I wanted to play it too. And then I
would
just
learn... Yeah, she's a guitar player, right?
Kind of.
She wants you to do piano.
Yeah, so I would just play... I just played everything that I heard. My sister and I would learn, like, the pretty parts, the beginning of Pantera songs. On the classical guitar. And then, you know, and then it would get to the loud part and we'd just be like, yeah, we don't know how to make those sounds.
What was his name? Dimebag. Right?
Yeah, I remember where I was sitting when he was shot.
I remember that. There's a cat at a gig I played there who was at that gig. He was stage managing.
Wow.
He was an army guy just out of the army. He was upset that the band got broke up. They were Texas band, Pantera.
Dallas.
Yeah. Hannah's a multi-instrumentalist, so she's...
I just like to learn anything that I hear. So.
JD?
Yes, sir.
How'd you get on playing? I mean, going, making the move from listening to Hank Williams.
Yeah, I started on guitar and...
Yeah, how'd you get on that?
That was, again, through my father, and he had a lot of instruments around the house.
Okay.
Mandolin, guitar, fiddles, and violins.
You got music in your family.
Yeah. My cousins are like...
You're
Texas
the only one there with no music in the family.
Right, correct.
Yeah, so, but you know what? My dad, amongst all that sort of country music, when I got in high school, I was like, this is like the early 80s for me. I'm older than all of them. I was way into keyboards and synthesizers.
They're more younger.
Yeah, they're more younger. And I'll chalk this up to my dad. He didn't even know what a synthesizer was, but man, I wanted one really badly. And he took me to Fort Worth and bought me a Roland Juno 60 synthesizer. I guess I was probably in high school.
Yeah.
And it's like, he sort of introduced me, not realizing it, to like electronic style of music.
Even though he came from CW background.
He knew I really was interested, and I still have that synth.
Open-minded man. Respect.
Yeah, open-minded.
Let's listen to some music.
Yeah. when it comes to the dark. Need ice and fossil fuels. What should I plow down? When I meet someone nice and thin, must do everything right by the book. Thank you.
her blood was red, but now it's blue. She no longer smiles at you.
Ready?
I'm ready. Fuck. This is a song about a friend of mine. Some good attitude. This is also a song about the economy. Some bad attitude. Got a little news, but once it was good. Shit about the boss in the neighborhood. Yeah. Cheers are up, they don't mistake. When one of our buddies gets a break, Richard got a job, Richard got employed. You can tell by the way he walks, he's overjoyed. Richard got a gig, woo baby, this is big. Ain't it cool when universe gives you stuff you dig? Ain't real great, just hanging around. Idle hands on the devil's playground. Time not working can mess with your head. Trying to find a reason to get your butt out of bed. Richard got a job, Richard got employed. You can tell by the way he walks, he's overjoyed. Richard got a gig, woo, baby, this is big. And it's cool when the universe gives you stuff you dig. Now we're gonna do this. And this. This.
bills to pay. You need food to eat. Maybe take out a cup. Ain't that a treat? Buy your friends a cup of joe. Catch a movie or two. Ain't it a stone cold bitch what the country's going through? But Richard got a job. Richard got a boy. You can tell by the way he walks, he is overjoyed. Richard got a gig. Woo, baby, this is big. And it comes when universe gives you stuff you dig. You know, it's just part-time. But he's doing really well, and I think they're going to give him extra hours. Yeah.
Are you cold, forlorn, and hungry? Are there lots of things you lack? Is your life made up of misery? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are your clothes all torn and tattered? Are you living in a shack? Would you have your troubles scattered? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are you almost split asunder? Loaded like a long-eared jack. Boo, why don't you buck like thunder and dump the bosses off your back? All the agonies you suffer, you could end with one good whack. Stiffen up, you ornery duffer, and dump the bosses off your back.
Is it true what they say?
Is it true
about Marie Laveau?
Is it true
what they say?
Is it true
about Marie Laveau? Say that she's the voodoo queen. She's the witch doctor mama of New Orleans. She likes to dance naked to the light of the moon. Then she sends her slaves out into the street. Make a dead man up and rise from the grave. Or put a spell on you so you can't even eat.
She can fly.
But you know that it is.
She can fly.
On the wings of a bat.
She can move.
Like a hot bun snake.
She can change.
And you a big black cat.
Is it true
about Marie Laveau?
Is it true
what they say?
Is it true
taking over 200 years. Start making beer in carousels on her feet. Got a little black bag, a Greek rebound. She got steak rub. Got mojo hands. She got money drawing floor wash. She got hot guns.
That's magic.
Pedro show, we heard Solanke doing Solanke arm, and I just enlightened the people here about Solanke. And there was a festival, and they needed one more band. So these two guys who were into Minutemen, they had a buddy who knew nothing about us, and they just gave him a couple of our records. He said, you learn all this.
Wow.
And they made this band. Wow. Named it after their landlord. And in fact, the drummer man, for Bilge Pump, this is the next tune. I've got questions for you. And then Yoshev Beseder Elon by Barbez. This cat, he found old Jewish music in Rome. It's Italiano Jewish music. Yeah. Respect. I mean, you know, put together a band and they redo all this stuff. Then we had Reg Bloor. She's got her first solo album. Reg Bloor's husband is Glenn Breaker.
Okay.
Who had a little bit of influence on our scene. Nice. Especially if you're in Sonic U.
Yeah.
And there was another dude too, Reese Chatham. It's trippy how they weren't connected. But Thirst told me that parallel, they were both doing that thing.
At the same time.
Yeah. Isn't that a trip?
Okay.
And now you hear that sound all the time. You can hear it in the go-to. A theme from an imaginary slasher. Reg Bloor. When I did Symphony 13. It ended with 65 guitars, 20 basses, one drummer. And she was kind of running the band. Black Lipstick by Chicano Batman. Richard Got a Job, Hamill on Trial. Hamill was one of the cats last night.
That's right.
Austin Corn Lovers Fiesta. That's why I'm in town, good people. for the Austin Corn Lover Fiesta. Which is, the acronym is like Austin Cinema, and then, they're making fun of that jive thing. Yeah. And then Utah Phillips with Dump the Bosses, Tab Falco with About Marie LaRue, and I'm going to play bass for Tab for 3 weeks starting next week.
Yeah.
Pointy Shoes. First time I ever wear fucking
Pointy Shoes. Have you actually ever
met him? Dude, I played gigs with him.
Oh, you've already played with him before.
No. Okay.
Oh,
I'm saying Bill.
Okay.
He's been a hero of mine for many, many years.
I see.
Behind the Magnolia Curtain. I just love the cat. And out of the blue, I got this call back in May. We had just played Vienna. That's where he's living now.
Okay.
Not a call, email.
Right.
Hey, Watt. No, actually, it was a shitter thing. We need an email. Hey, Watt. It's like, fuck. Then Rachel Hayden with her new, that's Petra's sister, new EP, The Ground. I think it's called The Lucy Parade, and a tune called The Ground. And then a Lamborghini Meltdown by Mr. Tom Tobacco, an instrumental version. Finally, Bernays Propaganda out of, how do you say, Skopje, Macedonia. The Greeks don't want them to call it Macedonia, right? So they might call it Skopje. With Politica. Yeah, because they have a province. And you ever see the flag? It's got the rays out.
No.
It's trippy. I've got to play it a couple times. A lot of good stuff everywhere. Anyway, back to the many birthday story. So now I've learned how everybody got on their machines. Now, that's the story of the band. Started out as recording proj. When?
Exactly. Probably the early 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Japan,
how'd that happen?
Right? In Japan?
Right before we went to Japan, Sarah and I then took off to Japan and taught English for a year there. And we actually got really more interested there in pursuing Many Birthdays as a band. So we thought, there, when we get back to Austin, let's try to make it a band that plays live. And
so you started the recording and writing songs and shit over
there?
Yeah. Where, Osaka?
Yeah.
Near Osaka.
Yeah.
And Nara.
Yeah.
Nara.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See Nara and die. Mm-hmm. I've heard. I mean, the seven temples and all that.
It's gorgeous.
Some weird kind of thing. Yeah. And the deers, the sheep, right?
Yeah, the deer everywhere.
Okay, but so...
So we came back and started... we played with a couple of people and then found Henna and played with Henna, and then Rachel came aboard. And for about 2 or 3 years, we played a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Toured a little bit, played a couple of regional things, and that's and then we sort of just went separate ways and... Many Birthdays became a recording project again.
Yeah.
I don't like to call it a band unless we're playing shows.
Yeah, it's a project. Okay, influences. Did the band have influences?
Many.
I would say Japan is like one of my personal primary.
We really loved
OIOO
back in the day. Yeah. And Boredoms and that stuff. But
also just the experience.
I think Boredoms were a socket, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Prior to that, bands?
So many. I mean, you know, well, also just the idea of, I mean, the early 2000s, like home recording had suddenly become computer recording. You know, the whole cut and paste thing.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of also was thinking along the lines of cut and paste, like the old, like, beat poetry guys, like, you know, and William Burroughs. And
cutting
and pasting. I was sort of like looking at recording music sort of like that, like taking things from all different sources and putting them together.
Which the technology allowed.
Exactly, by that time.
It was razor blade and tape before that.
Yeah. I mean, now I record a lot of stuff on my iPhone. Back 10 years ago, I had a little portable cassette recorder in Japan. We made tons of like little field recordings, and I would incorporate those and pipe them into the computer, incorporate those into the music. So I was really looking at it as like a kind of a grab bag of all kinds of things I can put together.
Colostomy grab bag.
Yeah.
Who's a band called that? No, but I understand what you mean.
Right.
Like, let the real life be an influence on the band.
Yeah.
The way you find it. Incredibly interesting. So, when it comes to the composition, you were the main man?
Pretty much.
And then...
Yeah.
Okay, so then the...
I mean, Sarah came to it as like a more of a experimental kind of art
theater
project, you know. She's, you know,
I consider it theater.
Okay,
I consider it like a a way to be someone else for a moment.
Yeah.
I don't consider myself a musician. I don't feel like I have. I don't come to it with like skills or like a background. Like
chops.
But just it's fun.
okay.
And she has a certain amount of charisma on stage.
Works,
so it works. So
yeah.
But we took influences from a lot of things, and the Beat Guys, that's a big influence too. Just the writers and poetry. We wanted to incorporate a lot of things like that into somehow into the music, not just lyrically, but
aesthetic.
The music aesthetically. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Also, the technology got econo enough where you could experiment like that.
Yes.
You couldn't do that in the older days.
Yeah. I mean, when I first got into like recording on a computer, it was like for about 5 minutes, I was like, I sort of had this kind of little thing that not everybody was into, but then like a minute later, everybody's doing it, you know, so it's like it wasn't really that special anymore,
okay.
But it's a great thing still. Of course, now the flip side is, you know, it's like there's a lot of mediocrity of just...
Yeah, but I mean, that's going to happen.
It's going to happen, yeah.
The idea, though, that you got the opportunity.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? Where you didn't have the choices before.
Yep.
So people squander that shit. That ain't your fault.
Yep.
So don't take it personal.
Right. That's a good point.
The name.
The name? I guess we didn't really have any big grand designs under the name. Just thought of it as kind of like a reincarnation of not just in the literal sense, but of ideas. And
okay.
Recycling ideas.
Yeah.
Rebirth, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too pretentious about it, but that's kind of it.
Yeah. Okay. No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And maybe being east like that.
Yeah.
So there was influence by that year, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, how would you compare? You know, people are always asking me about the music scene over there. And I told her it's kind of rough if you're a musician over there.
I imagine it is, playing... shows and
the live house thing, mm-hmm. pay to play.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, we saw in Osaka, saw so many people like just here and there under the bridge, you know, on the corners,
right on bridges in the like train stations.
Yeah, what busking like?
Yeah,
it's kind of
that
really
was
inspiring.
Really interesting.
A lot of
it's like a generator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your own power.
Serious stuff. Yeah.
It's like Boston. People fight over their busking spot.
Yeah.
It's the premier spot. So this is my spot. I've been here for years.
Boston.
Yeah.
Wars.
Yeah. I'm going to make you.
Turf war.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never really delved into the busking scene. I got the music would be my friend, but I've always wondered about that. And it's got to be an old tradition.
Absolutely.
I played with a gal that... her whole career was busking until this other gal that did booking stuff, like would get off on that train at that train stop like every day and like stop and listen, and finally she's like, I gotta talk to this gal about getting her into venue. But she was really great, and she put a
tour.
It was more of a folky kind of thing together, but it was really really cool, like, and she would still busk even when we were playing shows, like she would busk during the day.
How can Eugene and Manichow, they were in either Rio, I think it was Rio, busking on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, Gogo Bordello.
Oh, yeah.
Ukrainian cat. So I don't think it's just Econo dude. I think there's some things people like about it.
Some people like it. Like Mary Lou Lord was a big busker.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We're at the end of the first hour of October. Yeah, we're October now. October 3rd, 2015 edition. Off for Pedro Show. Hold tight. Hour 2. October 3, 2015, second hour. Watch for Pedro Show.
Thank you. Hey. Temprano en mi casa. Germany calling. Germany calling. One would describe as the height of cynicism. A message sent by the First Lord of the Admiralty to the captain of the British destroyer Cossack, congratulating him on his gallant rescue efforts. Only a person of Mr. Churchill's mentality could congratulate anybody, first on shooting unarmed men, and secondly, on flagrantly violating Norwegian neutrality.
War on to the shites in blue suits, they take a pittance from the widows to move the world into war. They hold their ties against the wind like it was a newborn babe, insecure in their armistice. A sponsored drink that the Kurdish taste. I believe in both Egypt and the Kaibar more avid and excited to describe the word of Allah. So stop your worries, Darius man. I'm tattered with both prophets, with all their wealth they fly to the esoteric and gilded roof with tasteless cats ripped off from aboriginal and left up to bleed to death. All the wonders of the universe are haunted to earth as the only place for life. They stand gaping in every fucking soul, yet all the leaders of the Western world do is take pleasure from conflict and strife. Heaven looks so moldy, foolish, creeps in his agony man's clothes. He enjoys playing angry birds, the eyeful claps in his sky. Gives Heaven a kick. That false prophet they try to write the true soul mind. So let them be aware that God he knows themselves. Remember what they did to Pablo Neruda, Tolkien, poet. You've got to start redoing the show. As soon as you have your shit, you're concentrating. You look like you disappear. And it pushes me into certain corners left to die. To certain points a houses left to the bank. Into hospitals by the bones stick out the windows. And conservatives mumble the anarchist. A good thing about the French. They shit on the shine and pissed in the street. Rue Paul, Otto, Humphrey, Hooker, Aldo, Baldo, the signs, 12 apostles, 1 Jesus, 13, 1 love, ours, chaos. The driving power of chaos is love that bumps and rolls with the clouds where oxygen solutions rise. The helix of love bubble will win, and Pablo and Rosa Luxemburg will smile. And Sacramento and Sassy will rise, the free man they always wore, the first murderers of the new order of modernity began with computers and it comes full circle. We will one day all be biobots, rising for technology. Isn't it the angle? Who knows? I'm just starting. These are the people who call each other brother. That's one true time, and not forgetting you. Ghetto woman, the true heroes of the world. We will never walk on paranoid profit. Music's getting good again. Of all my music, but we'll go through this title to rest in power. Let's not forget Ansi Woodley, who's not even on the trap and that. Pigeon in kitchen, pushing like one. I ranked all my collected it from the tribal mountainside. Funkiers, my own side is good, ethnic fish, oil from mosquito bites, and invidious stone and that. Jimmy Savile riddled himself into faction ministers, doing John Jim in nefarious practices. I can't stop hip-hopping, scratching, itching in the groove, left or moved to the boogie loo, checking out his dynamite for the soul, he's tapping at his past, so many different sides. It's a jackpot win. He sat in a room, he said, how do you look like? I look like cherries, you said, red and black. Don't swallow the snow, and throw out the look. Madly remind another world has grown to dust. A Mr. Calandra. Thanks to the future year, he's reaching the invisible, right-hiding water table. gets a low-blown rod. He dropped his chromatic resolution on a mission so as over and his right to put fall down from the side of all the stories to the old seventies. So last night when I closed my eyes I saw a coyote on a trail. This night it was a fish. Remember when God Singer smiled in the sunlight night, now defeated on a Marseille war, sitting in a boy, wings stretched in his quest for a night. Bouncing war to war like a ping pong ball, the military assets strapped in frustrated metal, breathing like stone, cracking armor, a constant drum. The acceleration moves in a robotic mindless. Who's is this image of a prescription of a terrorist now on a t-shirt design? The dead are watching us foolish living without the thought of having their future busted copper. I swim in the songs of Shigao, not writing digits. A chorus in peace, preceding the chaotic, and when drawn to its melody, it's far away. I'm finding it hard, to leave garbage, so much of it collapsed and angled to landfill. Incantating the different songs of people's voices. Ready to put in the crack, remark on this midnight attack. How good that room, though Malcolm X face set us free, down by brutality, true left of eye, stuck by classic. Don't ever stuck it in your attic, it might get mid-Atlantic. Mosquito, mosquito, blood cries lunatic, new might think sick. You cry so lazy, can't be caught. Come on, come on, find that grind inflection. Your reaction to this guy is the theater. And she said, you're not doing a thing about your questionnaire, you're writing this shit. How can we raise the children with no money, but you spoke so eloquently about my wind swept now. But I keep on scratching. My ink is just white and Jewish, like an iris, so I don't know much about flowers. British never come to bad luck, Afghanistan, only shot rolling back, one three and four shells, no match for the Quran. I need that questionnaire. When the ounces of Colorado answered the chambers, they were injected with tanks, nerves and bastards, separated by IBM. Create your shortcuts. The whale is the most emblematic of all animals. Its barnacles in their teeth are inclined, while dolphins are snorkelers. God, don't divide the world into countries. I only have British on my passport to get me to another shore. This land is in beautiful sea, shimmering, still captured into the green waters forever, trying to take your time. How you malign the working poor and my corporate are pestering, because you have none of your own apart to lie beyond the protection of close private guests too. With their bloody-minded civilians, like fashion, shed goods, with their billions, when their billions of miles away from any truth. The journey was held up by a vitality, a comfort in Milton Keynes. I heard a woman on a mobile phone say another suicide in Osborne prison. I was trying to rise, everybody rushed on board and grabbed the tribal seat. When I worked at the post office, I grew with giant brown with Sarah Alley and all the shades had its life behind it. I am a little insect fairy that pitches and pushes when it gets by like a wasp. The closer to the front, the closer to the sun. The higher you are, the closer to the sun. I'm rising up the up afterlife, too long in my tangible ties. I hear thanks rise on the footstool scale.
right.
Juan Pedro Show started hour two off with Black Mountain Blue Sea, the Bass Synth Remix, Many Birthdays. What can you tell me about that, JD?
Just the remix aspect of it, just something I enjoy doing. Again, that's kind of getting inside the computer, moving yeah. stuff around, taking yeah. a song that we've already recorded that I had, I guess, the pieces of.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can I, within about a day's time, how can I, like, throw this up in different ways and make it work as its own, like, little separate piece, just yeah. using those little bits and stems of recordings that we
stems.
Already have.
Yeah. But why bass synth?
Because that's the one thing I added to it that's okay. not in the other one.
Because you're a bass guitar player.
Yeah, I took a bass synth.
You used the left hand.
Something like that. Okay. Yeah, I made it a whole different, kind of flipped the song and made it centered around this bass synth. So I just called it the Bass Synth Remix.
Okay. Then we had New Woman. New Woman's another Leeds band I played with Bilge Pump. And a month ago. Fuck. Without Teeth, You're Nothing. Then Los, you know, I say Humberstones because they're Chile guys, but they don't. They say Humberstones because it sounded like Rolling Stones. It's a dumb fuck, yeah, I know. Manhattan. Minnows with Gray Around the Liver. Apologies with Pool Party Violence. This cat, whoa, so who's that badge? Yeah, he ran the club in Newcastle.
Hi.
It's Ed. You know what they call people from Newcastle? Geordies.
Huh.
Then Buho from with Dadoom. Buho is a band, this young guy in San Antonio gave me his cassette inside a koozie. You know, and that's what you do these days.
Because
you can't, you know, try and right. download this motherfucker. Yeah?
Right.
Okay. Physical appropriation. Bikini Kill with Ocean Song. That's from the old days. Riot Girl. And then finally, King Champion Sounds with Massive Message from the Weird Mouth. That's got AJ. Just saw him in Amsterdam. Good cat. Urasite. I met him doing the knobs for Jay Masks in the Fog.
Okay.
Where his big mission every night was somehow to wrap the PA around fucking Jay's massive stack sound. It was hardly ever successful.
Right.
Jay says he likes to feel it.
So he's sort of known for using a lot of guitar amps and. Okay.
He likes to feel it.
He
wears earplugs. You know, he wears
really?
The physical.
Character. Okay. Okay.
So. Tell me about the first gig. What was that like?
That was just me and Sarah without anybody else. At
the, where?
At
here in Austin?
Yeah.
I seriously don't remember.
The Carousel
Remind
Lounge.
Me. Okay.
Carousel
Lounge.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I remember it being positive.
And was it a pants shitter?
It probably was for me. It's the first time ever I do something like that.
Yeah, because my first gig was total pants shitter. But actually... Last night was a band shit. I mean, I still have band shoes.
For the reasons.
Moose bowels, guys.
So, there's a whole variety,
this is a
whole spectrum.
Watch the Beagle Show ninja fight scene. Many birthdays. Can you tell me about this, Katie?
This is a project that just came to be within the last couple of years. An animator here in Austin named Eric Power. Very talented young man. He basically got us to do music for a full-length samurai animation film. Long process doing that, but
and he wanted it in Japanese too. So he wrote the script in English, and then
he used like Sarah basically trans.
Well, me and Cowardy, one of my friends,
yeah,
we translated it into Japanese.
Cool.
And tried to do like Edo period Japanese, which was super difficult.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so that
old
was
timey.
That was challenging. Yeah.
Like Chaucer or
something. Yeah, exactly.
A friend of mine sent me a picture of like Balance and Chaucer, different editions of the Canterbury Tales on the
right.
Head.
Wow.
Like, you know, I remember Scotty Sutton in The Stooges, like, did you learn that? James Williamson asked me, did you learn it? And I listened to it all night. Like, he put it on the iPod,
right.
I guess, and called it. Like,
right.
Would just seep into his fucking head. He said, that's interesting. Yeah. It's a whole different than playing a gig and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And he told us kind of what he wanted musically. He wanted a sort of a combination of like samurai movies from the 70s.
Right. We studied up on that.
Are you aware of the 60s ones? This cat names Adoichi.
Yes, yes,
that was one of the things that,
yes.
he wanted us to look at that. He
loved the
He wanted a little bit of spaghetti western styles thrown in there.
Yeah.
He had a few things. We had a few ideas too of kind of drum type
Taiko-esque
mm-hmm. kind of sounds,
sure.
We wanted in there as well.
Interesting, but it's just a whole different deal. You don't have to work a room. You have to.
Right.
Be part of this image. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't have a lot of experience with that stuff. I've done a little bit. After that was the Extract Canada with Kevlar Prince, Labor Camp, Nostalgia Side. Yeah. This guy, he played guitar in a band called the Nip Drivers, which D. Boone brought over to New Alliance, the label we had.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What a name. Can heads out of Finland with Anti-Locomotive, Maladoika, You Need, what would you call it, former Yugoslavia? I can't remember which one, Croatia, Serbia, Bosnia, so forgive me, maybe Croatia, maybe Slovenia though. Ex-Yugo, now covered. The program, and finally, Thalem Kaufman with Love Is of the Essence. Henna, do you remember the first time you played a gig with the many B-Days?
Was it at the art museum?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
What was it called at that time?
At the Austin Museum of Art?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was
so it. So here in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, downtown. That could have been it, yeah.
I think that was it. It was I kind of remember because it's kind of a scary place to play for your first show where it's like very exposed because you're not in a club and people aren't screaming and talking
right.
over
it's
you.
Right, quiet.
So everything you play, people are going to hear it.
Okay. So it's scary.
Yeah, for a first show, yeah. Usually you want your first show to be maybe sparsely attended or in a room where you're wasted and not really paying careful attention. But yeah, it went okay.
It was fun. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I do remember.
You remember your first time playing with them, Rachel?
Yeah, my first gig with these guys was my first Austin gig.
Oh, really?
That's right. You had just come into town.
Yeah, it was in Club DeVille outside. Okay. Now that's Cheer Up Charlie's, but back then it was Club DeVille. Big rock, natural rock wall behind the stage.
Oh wow,
kind
that
of makes
one
like
was
a natural
really
amphitheater
packed.
Sort of.
Yeah.
It was packed. It was great. It was a really fun show. I was stoked.
You didn't want just a few people there?
No, no. Exhibitionist.
No.
Yeah, like come on, dudes, let's party.
Bring it.
Yeah. It was good. It was really fun. My girlfriend was super stoked. She was
I remember seeing Golden Earring. Remember this Dutch band?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the drummer, that their big hit was Radar Love.
Radar
they did
Love,
this
yeah.
at the end, okay? And at the very end of the song, when they were also a prog band.
Yeah.
Because the singer would whip out a flute and shit. I mean, it was but at the end of Radar Love, the drummer actually would jump off the drum set over the singer.
Oh my God.
I don't do any of that.
Yeah.
None of that.
I remember that. Candy's Gone Bad. That was another song. Candy's Gone Bad. That was a trip. But you don't do that. Yeah, okay.
No acrobatics.
Influence on drums. Keith Moon?
I do like Keith Moon, but bigger Bonham fan than
more John Bonham
than Keith Moon. Elvin Jones.
Bill Bruford.
Rod Bornstein,
oh wow. King Crimson, right?
Yeah, and Yes.
I think he was in Yes. I think he actually.
He was in Genesis, too.
Yeah. I knew Tom would know that.
He had some cool solo albums, too.
We're at the end of the second hour, October 3rd, 2015. Just show up the Peter Show. Hold tight for hour three. October 3rd, 2015. It's the third hour. The Watt from Pedro Show.
Tough year. Yeah, out! Thank you. music. Ignorance is your god too. Society awaits with open arms. We'll brainwash your demons out of you.
Digital shows start the third hour with Many Birthdays doing Sun Coming Up, a demo. And JD,
yeah, it's something we started working on a few weeks ago. I think Rachel was trying to start putting in some kind of like a tenor. And yeah, basically, it's a simple little song that could be like a folk song played in a country way, but we're sort of trying to put in some more, I guess, what would you say, like kind of West African kind of beats and stuff around it, but the words themselves are like three or four little verses where like kind of like where the first line and the fourth line repeat each time, just kind of a little exercise,
like a little formula, haiku,
something like that, or maybe like and it could be delivered sort of like a call and response kind of a thing, but that's not really the way we're doing it. But anyway, we recorded this yesterday with just
right,
the guitar.
So this
bass
brings
drum.
The band up to contemporary right now and where you're at.
Yeah.
Because for a while you were, the band was kind of on hold.
A little bit, although we've continued to record music all through.
But that's only a project, ain't a band unless you want to do gigs, right?
Yeah,
that's
remember.
That's the way I
I'm into it.
Those are your rules.
So that, I'd like to get into where the band's at right now.
Right now, we're at kind of a starting point.
Restart.
And part of it has to do with this house. We wanted to find a place where we could play comfortably and get a living room atmosphere going. Use a lot.
Yeah, people, the drum set's here in the living room.
That's Rachel's drum set. We can.
And what did you tell me last night about this kind of situation? It helps develop some...
Dynamics. Yeah, I mean, we used to practice at a rehearsal studio, and there's always stuff going on through the walls, and it's just like...
What about that word? Can we get into semantics?
Okay, rehearsal?
Versus practice. Because I've never heard a basketball player say he's going to rehearsal.
Well, that's
but
true.
But some things about musicians, they...
Right.
They don't want to use that word practice.
But what about a...
Not for me,
in theater,
actors rehearse.
Actors rehearse,
right.
Okay.
Theater.
Okay.
Well, I think there are two veins of music, you could say. You're practicing, but then there might be a phase where you're actually rehearsing something. Not us necessarily, but...
What about basketball player? Like, does he rehearse?
Like,
I just hate it. I think it's self-important. It's kind of a vain fucking thing. And I say practice just to put... Not just rub salt in. But get the big pieces of rock salt in, like,
sew it
get
in there.
Get it in there and sew it in there.
Crazy glue it.
So, you were at a prac pad.
And it's a
and
little,
you were paying money.
Yeah.
And, what, there's 30 bands going at the same time.
Right. Kind of thing. You're through the walls. It's dirty. It's dingy.
Well, you know, we got to get in there and do it quickly and get out, and so this is more relaxed. But the dynamic thing, for sure, we can't just play loud all the time. We don't want to play loud all the time. I was telling Rachel at the very beginning, let's keep volume on reserve. Let's have it.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
need it, but let's go down a lot.
You don't ever get soft. You never can really get loud.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And we were talking about decrescendo, how loud that is.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to the other music, Superchunk with FOH. Maybe that's front of house.
I guess so.
See this? All this secret handshake shit. These musicians are too precious. Okay, but I love Matt. Beautiful man. Some of my best friends with the Train Tracks of Treason. Serdan with No Shelter. I know those cats are Serbs. Sacrintress, Al Wilmington. Friends of me and Tom. That's something live called What Idiots Dream. Devin, Gary, and Ross with Quetzal. Maybe Quetzalcoatl short for huh? Yeah, no, that. What's his name? Cortez.
Yeah.
1519. Or 1520. Whatever. They got confused. Didn't last that long. But maybe wearing like five or six people's skins kind of freaked him out. Montezuma met him, right?
That's cut.
But the Gary in that part is Gary Patter, who's.
Okay.
You might know him from the Pee Wee Playhouse stuff, but he did something called Jimbo for Slash Magazine back in the early days of our scene. And finally, One Eyed Doll with Committed. So you're getting a new batch of tunes going.
Yeah, we've just started kind of getting together here in this room, and we want to invite maybe one or two other people. We'd like to have a five or six people just
you
for the extra.
You want to stuff as many musicians in this
well,
room.
But there's a. But we don't want people who will just like play all the time and not listen. You know, it's got to be people who are sensitive to everything that's going on.
To aid and abet. Yeah, that's Ed Hamill, upstate New York. Where's Syracuse, right?
Many years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can still hear some Syracuse in that
hall. In that blow.
Let's hear some more music.
But it's not your house, it's in your town. But it's not. Your chair, that's not your car, that's not your blanket, that's not your ice cream, it's not yours. Get out, get out, get out, get out of my chair, get out of my house, get out of my town, get out of my ice cream. Yeah. Ah!
And I'm going to hell, but I těla prach. A čistá zejma k trávníkům na hrod kámen přibývá. Bílým kamením touha zmítá, dává znamení neživá. Radost pramení z jabky, která umí být trpělivá. Bílým kamením touha zmítá, dává znamení neživá. Radost pramení z jabky, která umí být trpělivá.
Wow, for Pedro Show, final music of this edition, Really, Really Neil by Bloodshot Bill. The Lion by Dynasty Handbag, Tom Watson's favorite. Coca-Cola and Licorice by Death of Samantha, that's John Pekovich out of Cleveland. Uzma Doma, that's who we toured with, the Czech guys. They got brand new album, and they got a 5-gig China tour coming.
Wow.
With Kapka. And November 25th, 2009, Take 4 by Moto Shiner. That's Motoko Honda. And finally, Takehiro Kido with Y, the letter, like the name of that pop group album. I ask people this when I come on the show. Somebody who's asking you advice about this music stuff. What do you get for Shuji and Jay?
Like a young person playing?
Maybe an old person. So somebody getting into it.
I would say do it, 100%. Follow your heart. Do it.
Good advice.
Yep.
Hannah?
Yeah, the same things, and just do the things that you really sincerely believe in, that you have a good gut feeling about, because life is short, and the other things you don't really want to do, there's someone else to do those.
Yeah. So.
Good point. Sarah?
Just enjoy it. Get into music. Don't worry about feeling like you have to have the chops. Just get into it.
Yeah.
Tap into it.
Rachel?
Yeah, I agree with all these guys. If you love it and it's something that you're passionate about and having fun, I think that's key, right? Like if somebody's...
I'm probably not the first... Somebody's asked you about music before, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I like what you're doing. How can I... So this is what this question's about. Right?
Yeah.
So if they're asking you about it, they must have some hankering.
Yeah, right.
So you're saying follow it.
Yeah, and find someone like-minded.
Don't be afraid of pogo.
Yeah. And don't cave into like what's nerdy and what's not. Just... You like it.
Oh, other people's expectations.
Yeah.
Rachel's a teacher, by the way, drum teacher.
Yeah, I'm a teacher by day. Yeah.
Respect, man. She's...
So you have to bring people in.
Oh, yeah. I teach a lot of middle school classes. And yeah.
That's what they call
classes.
It now. When you know when I was a boy, they call it...
Junior high. Me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did it change?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Wow, and it's not just SoCal, all over it's like that. So, any plans to tour?
Absolutely.
Wow, I bet you.
Because
I'd love for you to come to SoCal. Maybe even Pedro, we could play together.
Absolutely.
I can show you a lot of shit in my town.
Absolutely.
That'd be so much fun.
I can't show you the tree anymore, D-Boone jumped out because they pulled it out, but I can show you where it was.
Awesome.
and the Navy housing, too, they just plowed. None of it left.
Awesome.
Thanks, Ed.
I want to do it.
You know, you've been so kind. Loved your music for years. I finally get to talk to you about it. Thank you so much for letting us talk here and then coming on the show.
We're grateful. Thank you.
It means a lot to me.
Likewise,
man. Thank you so much.
Music's about, if I had some kind of philosophy, it's a fabric that connects people in a righteous way. It's interesting. And I remember in high school, music was to divide people. I told people I like the Stooges. I got a lot of hate, a lot of anger. Maybe not hate. Maybe it was just
misunderstanding. You think high school kids are in general a lot more open-minded these days, though?
Definitely.
Yeah. I think so.
Thank God. No happy days for what?
Yeah.
Like Jerry Lee Lewis, I did a gig on the same bill with him. He said, you know, I like it better now than the old days. And I said, why, Jerry? He said... Because in those days, kids are stupid. Kids are smart. It's been October 3rd, 2015 edition of the Wofford Pedro Show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Keep your powder dry.